the Frobot, aka Young Terminator, aka Bitch I Might Be, and you're listening to the Frocast podcast presented by NappyAfro.com. Step back.
NappyAfro.com. NappyAfro.com.
You are now tuned into the dopest podcast for the dopest website, period. This is the Frocast, episode 174. I'm your man, Saul Wright, a.k.a. the Black Alex Keaton. And I'm sitting in with my homie, King Germ. Say what's up to the people, bro.
What's going on, people? It's your boy, King Germ, a.k.a. the people's champ, a.k.a. the most electrifying motherfuckers in podcasting history, a.k.a. the Black Hunter Hearst Helmsley.
Wow, you really getting into this wrestling shit. I see you. I see you. You bring it like every week. It's another wrestling text or, you know, wrestling reference. You trying to get on the show?
No, I'm a throw bite.
You're a throw bite. So did you see SummerSlam?
No, I seen what the shit y'all posted. That's been it.
So you didn't get to see old ass Sting come back to the ring Monday?
Nah, I did hear about Jon Stewart getting fucking Cena slammed or whatever they call it.
Yeah, he got the attitude adjustment. The Dudley Boys came back.
Wow.
Devon!
Yeah,
hit the table!
And them niggas was so hyped, they didn't even say it. He just said Devon, and then he threw his hand up to the crowd, and the crowd did it.
Like, crowd said it for him.
Yeah, like, you niggas turned into an old hip-hop crowd. Nah, this shit's getting out of hand. But right off the bat, man, I want to get into this topic because it is a day after my 11th anniversary.
Mm.
11 years in the game.
Congratulations, man.
Thank you, sir. I made it, man. We passed
black,
the statistic.
Black love matters.
Black love matters, man. Ashley Madison popped the leak. Mm. Apparently, so the dude who is a millionaire, like the motherfucker who made the site, is rich as shit.
Mm.
He's been called to the rug about, you know, if he uses his own site and shit, he'll never say. He got a threat from, it was an honor group or something. I'd say it's a Christian group. I'm just going to say it's a Christian group. I don't even know if they're not.
Hacker group.
Yeah, it sounds like a Christian hacker group, which is already, you know, weird. They told him, say, yo, we need you to close the site down or we're going to drop this bomb on you.
And he's counting his money over there like, fuck you.
Right, fuck you, nigga. Shit. So I guess we need to slow down. For the people who don't know what Ashley Madison is, it's a site that helps curate affairs. You sign up, you know, you use your little bootleg name, which you thought was going to protect you. You use your email address, which you probably thought was going to protect you, and you pay monthly to be linked to other people who want to cheat. So that's what it is. There's probably about a lot of prostitutes and shit on there, because, I mean, it's a database full of people who want to fuck. Why wouldn't you be on there if you're a prostitute? So that means that BeEasy has an account. So they got into the database, it's hacked. They release all the names, nigga. All the names. They got your Duggars on there. You got your senators and congressmen on there. It went complete ape shit. Two dudes even committed suicide about Ashley Madison. So I want to know, Jern. You're like, if I'm 11 years in the game, you're like at 11, 10 or 11 yourself, right?
Yep, working on 12.
Working on 12 years in the game.
It'll be 12 in 4 months.
First of all, what if you looked on this list and you saw Queen Germ's name listed?
Fucking killing her.
Whoa, say it again.
Did I say that out loud? I said I'm fucking killing her, period. Like, murder.
Damn,
in the first.
Bro. Wait.
I'm a passion. I'm pleading to Sandy, all that good shit. But wait. She's dead. She's what? Fucking dead.
But don't you need to know if she did anything?
I don't give a shit. What you doing on that web? I don't even... Listen, I know I push the limits with the Twitter, the Facebooks, and the Instagrams, and the Snapchats, and all that. I don't go on no Christian... I don't go on no dating sites. You know what I'm saying? I do social media. You know what I'm saying? I don't do fucking... you know what I'm saying? No adult friend finder, black people. I don't do none of that shit. So if you on that shit, you on it for something else. I only do LinkedIn, because I think niggas be trying to fuck on there. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I mean. Nah. Like, I'm sorry to all the people that send me LinkedIn invites. I don't accept it. I'm sorry. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
Damn. So, she got to go immediately.
She's a goner. She's a goner. I'm talking about, listen, I'm snipping brake lines or something. You know what I'm saying? You know, I ain't gonna make it come back to me, but it's gonna be a murder. You know what I'm saying?
Damn. So what if it was you? If you were on that list and Queen Jern find out, what would your reaction be? How would you face the music?
Man, I hope she wouldn't be that tech savvy to look up some shit like that. But, you know, I seen somebody post a link where you can check your email to see if it was on there. And thankfully, I mean, I knew mine would be on there because I didn't join it. But, you know, I don't know nobody else's email that I can check. Because, I mean, I don't think people that in our circle would do nothing like that. You know what I'm saying? We ain't affluent enough to go on Ashley Madison. Like, I just think that's, like, no. Like, you want some pussy, you go find a bitch in the street and you fuck her. You know what I'm saying? Or you find a nigga at the club and you fuck him. I'm not going online. Like, I'm not creating that much of a footprint of me cheating. Like, that's ridiculous. Like,
Yeah, I guess that's the part that threw me. Like, I would hope that you're smart enough not to use your government name signing up for shit like that. But then
emails just first and last, you know.
Yeah, like what? People using their office emails. You know, motherfuckers was signing up and they was like gqblue.gov. Like, what the fuck? Why are you using your .gov and email address? Like, what the fuck? That makes no sense.
Email.com. Like, that's no.
Makes no fucking sense. And then, on top of that, so you fuck up, you use your email address, or you're savvy enough to get past that. But then you pay. So now you're paying. No. That's, that nigga, no. I'm not gonna pay to fuck some random on a website. Like, that just doesn't even sound safe to me. It, like, that dude that, you remember the commercials for LifeLock, which is where you can sign up and have your social security number and everything. You can be secured and nobody can get your shit. And on the commercials, the dude had his social security number on a billboard riding around the city. Mm. And he was like, yo, go ahead and try and hack me. You can't because LifeLock is so secure. Well, that nigga got hacked. So, nothing is secure. If you sign up for some shit on the internet, just be careful because nothing is secure. Why would you sign up for this shit and then pay for it? I don't get it. But people are freaking the fuck out. Motherfuckers are calling Olivia Popes all over the planet because they're trying to make sure that they save their reputation and shit. This shit is weird. I think that, you know, it's just another look at how we do marriage in this country.
Yeah.
This is really off, man. I don't. Should marriage be changed? Let's not let the gays get married. Good point. Huh? Good point. You said, well, try not to let the gays get married, but here we are signing up on Ashley Madison. The dude made, you know what? I should look it up so we can get our check. How much money he made?
They said he had over 5 million members, and women outnumber men on the site, or vice versa. It was like a 5-to-1 something. They said women outnumber men 5-to-1 on that site, or was it men outnumber women? But so it was probably about 55 to, you know, 5 to 25. It was a lot of people.
I would imagine that women would outnumber the men. Like I said, if I'm a prostitute, or if I'm just a chick out here trying to get that paper, I'd be on Ashley Madison hooking these dumb niggas who want to pay money for that shit.
But so is he, couldn't they arrest him for pimping?
Well, he just has the database. Now, what you do outside of that is on you.
But I am the middleman between you and some sex.
But I'm so not linking you me to pimp. Sex. I'm just linking you to names.
And you're paying me.
Right. But I'm just linking you to names.
So he's a madam. Okay. He's a Miss Kitty.
I mean, the dude was rich. He's cakey. I can't even find how much this shit makes, and I don't want to waste any more time on that shit. But people are upset. You know, they're saying that the Ashley Madison hack ruined my life. And hey, like, if you get caught, you might as well just go ahead and face some music. Just face some music and talk about what's going on in your marriage, why you signed up for this shit. But good luck to you, niggas, man. That's all I can say about that shit. Speaking of relationships, we got one of our favorite people. Is out there bad, man. Okay. Or should I say out there good? Drake is having the best 2 months ever.
It's a month, man.
I guess it's a month. Drake and Serena were caught making out in a restaurant. I don't even know how to, you know, there's no real way to lead it. Apparently, they were asking, like, the rumors have been going around and people have been asking Serena, are you with Drake? And she's like, no, he's just a really close friend and yada, yada, yada. Well, I guess they said, fuck it. They was in a restaurant having that good-ass lobster or some shit. And it got so good that, you know, they got on each other's lap and start kissing and making out and shit in the restaurant. Drake is winning or losing, because I know you're not a Serena fan like that. Physically.
I mean, Drake, get you some new chicks. Like, you already hit Serena. Don't go back. And just for fact checking purposes, Noah Biederman is worth $100 million.
There you go. Noah Biederman is the owner of AshleyMadison.com.
Yes.
$100 million off of you, Lane. How much does it cost a month?
He's married with two kids.
And that's what I'm saying. When he's been questioned about the site, he would never say if he was using it. Like, of course he would always cover it out.
Of course he is. He's called the King of Infidelity.
Damn. That's the name for your ass.
Yes. Damn. Might be an AKA for us 1 week. AKA the King of Infidelity.
Nice. Can't be us, man. We just talked about 11 to 12 years in the game.
That, hey, man, listen, man. King Germ and Saul and Right Saul, the two different people, man.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
Germ King and Right Saul, they're not us.
Nah, them niggas.
It's our internet personas, man.
It don't matter. The one day they're going to call us to the rug for the shit we've said on this show. 174 episodes of debauchery and slander. And it's going to catch us one day.
Yeah, that's when we're going to hire our stand-ins to take the heat.
We're going to call Olivia Pope.
Yeah, I'll fix it. Ray Donovan, we'll call them all.
Got to get it taken care of. But your boy Drake, man. I mean, hey. So when did they date before?
This was before she was with Common or after Common. That's what him and Common was beefing about, with Serena. You know what I'm saying? So now, you know, this was, you know, not too long ago, because, you know, he said, bitch, you want to shoot me in the gym. So that was a couple years back. So, he's back. I don't know if they're dating, but let's be honest. I saw the picture and Serena's shoulders were fucking huge. I was just like, Lord Jesus. Like, hey. Man, listen, I know y'all love Serena, but she's like a fucking transvestite to me, man. I'm sorry. She's too buff. I'm sorry. I can't do it. I'm sorry.
She's too strong. What if she was slimmer but still had the same definition?
Excuse me?
What if she was slimmer and still had the same definition? What if she was a skinny chick?
Nah. So, if she was Venus, nah, I'm pass.
I don't know that Venus has the same muscle tone.
Venus is smaller than Serena.
Yeah, you know, but I'm talking about ripped. What if she was just small but ripped? She had abs, she had veins. If she looked like...
Stop's already. You're making me fucking shudder over here.
So what if she was Jada Pinkett Smith? Jada Pinkett Smith has abs and arm muscles.
Ugh,
and she's tiny as shit.
Disgusting. That's another one, Jada Pinkett. Ugh.
What do you mean?
Never thought she was cute either.
Ever.
Maybe like, for like 30 minutes.
Different world.
Then I got over it. Like, it was, let me see, what movie that she was kind of cute in? I think she had Menace of Society.
Different world.
Nah. Different World, like I said, I was too young for that, man. I was a Kim fan on Different World. So, you know what I'm saying? She was dark skin, had pretty teeth. Patti LaBelle, them the two I liked on the show, man. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, I wasn't a Whitley fan, none of that, whoever them other people, Freddie or whatever fuck her name was. Nah. No.
But Jada, so Jada, Menace Society, and that's it? That's where it stops?
Yeah,
no,
that's
no
about
it. No Inkwell, no Jason Lear. She was real fine in Jason Lear.
Okay, maybe that movie. But then, like, as she got older, like, she just, she got...
Right around that Low Down Dirty Shame when she cut her hair real short. That's when you stopped.
Yeah, that's where the train was over right there.
So by the time she got to set it off, he was like, yep, it's over.
Yeah, this is a wrap.
that little wig
you got on can't save you. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's only so far light skin and hazel eyes can take you. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, you can't live in light skin.
I'm just saying, like, this is only can take you so far. Like, if you don't have anything else and all you laying back on is I'm light skinned, I got hazel eyes, then I mean, nah. Mm-mm.
Damn. You know, GQ admitted that he's light skinned, bro. He said he thinks he's light skinned.
Hey, GQ Blue is color struck, okay? Because ain't nothing light skinned about GQ Blue.
Q says that Q apparently was telling him that he's light skinned. And he admitted on the Fro Horseman recording that he's light skinned. GQ. Okay, so I take selfies, but GQ takes suited selfies.
Blue takes selfies.
Yeah, but he takes like stage selfies. Like, it's always with the
yes, yeah, so
the tie and the hanky perfectly with the cigar.
Product placement.
Yeah. Like he takes a very light skinned selfie.
He has light skin attributes, but he's not light skin at all. Like, I mean, compared to a dark skinned nigga, maybe, but nah. He does light skin shit, and I ain't gonna front. He does light skin shit, but he's not light skin at all. Not at all.
You have to consult with the brother, man, because he just came to the admittance the other day. He just came to grips
tell,
with it.
Tell him he's light skin, he need to be a cap instead of a bruh.
Oh my God. You trying to get that nigga fired up.
I'm just letting him know. If you really think you light skin, you need to trade in your colors, the blue for the red, all right?
Shit. And then you try to get yourself hemmed up, crimson and cream.
Whatever. I'm not part of that lifestyle.
I'm trying to save you, man.
You can't save somebody that's ignorant to the facts. Like, they're gonna be like, nah, bro, that's not red, that's crimson. Thank you, brother. Like, you know what I'm saying? All I know, you know, hey, whatever.
Hey, some of these niggas don't talk and don't have decorum, man. They just come in and just come through shooting. Just saying. Mm-hmm. Speaking of relationships. We breezing right through this show. This show might be the shortest show ever. Uncle Luke, man. First of all, why is he talking?
Because he's Uncle Luke.
But what was happening that we needed to hear from Uncle Luke?
Hey, man, Uncle Luke need to speak every now and then. He an OG in the game, man. Ever since Straight Outta Compton came out, they digging up the dirt. Like the pioneers of everything. You know, 1986 was a good year, man.
From what you heard, he's like doing a legit interview. Like he's in front of a screen and shit with advertising. Anyway, has nothing to do with shit. So they're asking Luke about hip hop and, you know, conversation about writers. The conversation started with writers, and they were asking him about writers and hip hop, ghost writers and shit like that. And he was like, "It used to be important, but now it's not." You know, ever since Kanye came in the game, he immediately went at Kanye. I don't know what happened to Kanye in life, you know, around 2007 or some shit like that. This nigga's just been going at him. But he said, you know, since Kanye came in the game, rappers is out here wifing all these hoes and Hollywood chicks for status. And he's like, you know, look at Ice Cube, he been with the same chick. Look at Will Smith, he been with the same chick. Like, that's not what we do. We don't do that. We have stability. And then, you know, Kanye come around and now these cats are wiping up Hollywood women and doing stuff for status and jumping from chick to chick. You know, one chick in the game jumping to another chick in the game. Damn.
He has a point because, you know, think about it. Pre 2000, let's say 5, you know, 6, around about, you know, the 2000s, like the video girl, the whatever, what they call vixens now or models, like dudes weren't wifing them up. They were fucking them, but they wasn't, you know what I'm saying? Like, oh, you going to the Grammys with me. You going to the AMA with me. You going to the MTV Music Awards with me. Nah, it wasn't none of that. But now it's like, that's the thing to do. Like, these dudes don't care that how many miles these, you know, these girls got on them, or dudes, or however you want to look at it. I don't want to feel like this is a misogynist rant, but you know, these guys don't care no more. They want to, you know, it's like, okay, she's been with 5 dudes in the industry, now she with me. And you know what I'm saying? It's like, I just don't understand that. Like, maybe that's just the way it is now. You got, you know, the Amber Rose is getting passed around. Amber Rose is like on her 4th rapper now. Oof. That we know of, like, yeah, publicly. You know, so she done had Kanye, Wiz Khalifa, she was married to, so we can't really count that because she was married to the guy. Right. But you still married Amber Rose. Like, it's like, When did this happen? When did niggas start wifing up like the industry chicks? Like, that was just, you know, I know the girls in the 70s and the 60s, the old groupies feel bad because they was like, we used to ain't have a chance. These hoes got chances these days. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, every rapper now is wiped up with a model-y type girl that's been passed around. Rick Ross got Lyra Galore. Drake didn't have Lyra Galore, Miracle Watts, and you know, somebody gonna have them next. You know what I'm saying? I love Malia to death. I don't know if she's fucking all these niggas, but she's been Drake, Sean Kingston, all these other niggas. Like, it's just...
Wait. Sean Kingston.
Oh, Malia has a thing for the big dudes, man.
But wait, you know? Sean Kingston's like 20 or some shit, right?
He was...
Ain't he young?
He's not young now. I mean, he was young then. I mean, his song was like 10 years ago.
Man. Damn, has it been that long?
Oh, that beautiful girl, like we'll never wed. That's a long time ago, man.
This nigga was born in 1990, bro.
90?
Yeah, he's 25.
25. That's what I'm saying.
But how old is Malaya?
Let's see. Malaya, she got to be about 30. Malaya been around for a minute, man.
Well, I thought she was older than that. Like, I'm shocked that it's just 30.
Look, Malaya don't even have an Instagram page. I mean, not Instagram. She don't even don't she have a Wikipedia? How Malaya don't have a Wikipedia?
Shit, you failed on that one. That's your girl. You should have made that happen.
I mean, I made one, but it keeps saying me and her together, and it keeps falling off.
God damn.
Yeah.
Well, my bad. I didn't mean to do your own story.
Oh, she's 20. Well, okay.
Now, that's probably her industry age.
Yeah, okay. According to this poll that was taken in 2000 and... When was this poll? It's had to be a while back because it said Delicious is 35 and we know Delicious is way older than that.
Yeah, and why did her ass keep getting bigger?
5 months ago. No, I can't. So according to this, it says she was 28. I'm trying to see what date this post was made, then I can give you an accurate description. So
2000.
Yeah. It's gotta be. They say Malaya 5'7". I'm not believing that. I don't think she that tall.
No. You're the connoisseur. I don't think she's that tall either, from what I've seen. But no. We usually see her doing some aerial feed or.
Yeah, then you got. Flav had a show wifing up hoes. Like, this shit was just like. You know.
Good point.
Yes. So it's like, it just. I don't know when the tide turned, but it did. And now it's like. The thing to do, like you can it's like you wife up you a girl that's an industry chick. I ain't gonna call them hoes, I'm gonna call them industry chicks, you know what I'm saying? Because we don't know what they do, you know what I'm saying? But them niggas back in the day didn't wife them up. Like, Superhead sucked every nigga dick in New York, but ain't nobody wife up, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was like Eddie Winslow wiped up. Come on, Eddie Winslow, like, come on, man.
So yeah.
He had to. Bill Maher wiped up a white dude, you know what I'm saying? You know, white dudes don't care about mileage, that's one thing they don't.
Stop.
They don't care. They're far more progressive than us black guys. You know what I'm saying? Like, that girl sucked dick. I ain't fucking her. You know, that's how it used to be back in the day. Now niggas, you know, I think every girl sucks dick. So, you know.
I don't know how it's different in celebrity world. Like, if it's a chick in the neighborhood that used to fuck with a certain nigga, she's off limits. But Hollywood is a much smaller neighborhood. Because everybody sees you. So if you don't went down the red carpet, I can't take you down the red carpet no more.
Mm. Exactly.
Like, this shit, if we, once we do the Nappy Afro world premiere, and we come down the red carpet, and since you and I are married, you know, we're not included in this.
Allegedly.
So GQ Blue, because he's not married yet, that's the only reason I'm using him, wouldn't be caught coming down the red carpet with the same chick that Be Easy came down the carpet with. It just wouldn't happen.
Yeah.
So how do you do that in Hollywood? How do you, if you're Drake, how do you say, well, I seen Chris Brown with Rihanna, I'm gonna be with Rihanna's a bad example.
No, that's true. Like, that's true.
But Drake, I take the L for Rihanna. I probably take the L. Now I believe Rihanna belongs to the game.
I wouldn't fuck with Rihanna. She likes her pussy. She probably stinks.
Stop it.
I'm serious. I wouldn't be surprised.
Like, I would not let you.
She kind of girl like she fart around you and shit. I'm not.
I would not let you defile the name of Rihanna. She is a beautiful saint. But I'm just saying. Okay. If I'm in
exactly. Patron saint fucking.
I hope Be Easy picks that sound bite. On YouTube. But if I'm Chris Brown or if I'm Drake and I see her go down the red carpet and I knew that some shit went down, I'm not taking her to the next premiere. It just don't make sense to me. Like, why are these dudes so cool with that?
I told you, it's the new niggas, the new nigga mentality. They don't give a shit. It's like back in the day, your ego used to be like, nah, I can't fuck with her. Why? Because she fuck with that nigga. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to be looked at. Now these niggas like, yo, I don't care. I know you sucked 10 dicks last night. I still want to kiss you in the mouth in front of everybody. You know what I'm saying? I just want to be like, I don't, like I said, I don't get it. You know, these the new niggas, man. That's what they do, man. That's just how they get down, man.
And what about the niggas though? Like, why are they fucking everything like that? Like, even if we use Uncle Luke's example, mm-hmm. I refuse to believe that Ice Cube, Will Smith, LL Cool J were completely faithful.
No,
for 20-something years.
Faithful, but they had to have a stable. They had this stable chick at home. I mean, and these chicks was like old school chicks, so they were like, yo, I know what you do. When you're on the road, you're on the road. But when you're at home, you're at home. That was probably the rules they had. And so, you know, they had to have somebody stable they had kids with. You know, they ain't care about them groupies. But these days, these dudes fall in love with the groupies. Like, they were like, yo, like, I mean, Rick Ross, my nigga, Lyric Galore, fine as hell. But no way in the world, like Rick done gave her the keys to the house and everything. She be driving the Maybach, the Bentleys, and, you know, she be in the house all day cooking them up. You know, like, what did she do? Like, you know.
That's what I'm saying. Like, so that's what I mean. Is
Justin Bieber didn't hit. Like, you got to understand, Bieber, Drake, we don't know all these niggas that didn't smash. And, like, and it's okay.
But, and that's what I mean. Like, the dudes are out here doing shit, and they're publicizing. Like, anything that LL, Ice Cube, Will Smith may or may not have done, we don't know about.
Yeah.
That shit was handled and it was done. These niggas is famously caping these bras. Like, they famously going out here doing it. Like, even your boy Matt Barnes is out here lying on his dick. You know, again, with Rihanna.
Yeah.
He said they got a crush and they may have gone out a few times. She's like, nigga, please.
Look, Matt Barnes like, bitch, you don't remember because you was fucked up. Like, I did fuck you. Like, he was like, you don't remember because you was fucked up. But
God damn, man. Hey, man, this shit's out there bad, man. It's got to be some of the worst diseases in Hollywood.
Man, I was listening to the radio this morning, and some dude, it was the Lex and Terry show. I don't know, the white boys that be listening to this country's music station. But the talk show in the morning, it's a black guy and a white guy on it. Now, the black dude, he's not a coon. He's a regular black guy, you know. And so he kind of keeps it real, you know what I'm saying? He don't keep it real nigga shit real, but he keep it, you know, like, hey, he do all right. He represents well for the community. But some guy was on there, said he had sex with 42,000 women, and he was only 32 years old. And I was just like, and the dude was like, first off, you're lying. He was like, what do you mean? He was like, that's like 110 people a month. Like, for 32 years. Like, there's no way possible. He said, you supposed to be fucking right now. The dude was like, yeah. And so, it was like, so you probably had every sexual disease, every STD in the book, huh? He was like, you've had them. He
said, God, you had to have had everything. There's no way that you, first
like,
of all.
AIDS, all that. You done had it all. Like,
what'd he say? I ain't never had
STD. Yeah, bro, he answered the question. I said, you probably pissing like your piss probably like plasma, nigga. Like you just knew.
That nigga probably just give himself a shot after he get done fucking.
42,000? Like, that's ridiculous. Just clean up real quick. Yeah, sorry about that break, people. Just received a bad phone call and it fucked all the train of thought of the forecast up. So we're just gonna jump to the next topic or listen to some music or whatever Sorry has a plan for us and, you know, get back on track.
We're about done with the show anyway. We only have one other thing on here to talk about. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. We only have one more thing to talk about, you know.
And then we had to keep it 100. The only other thing to talk about is Yellow Wolf.
You know what? I'm sick of talking about Confederate flag.
Good. We ain't got to talk about that shit.
I mean, we talk about Confederate flags for the last 7 fucking shows, and I just thought it was rap related. But then once I read it, I was like, you know, it's just really not story. Like, I mean, he's a white boy from Alabama. We should know how he feels about the Confederate flag.
Which is weird because he's white and Native American. You should not like the Confederate flag or the American flag, but I digress.
Yeah.
We want to get to your Keeping 100.
Oh yeah, man. Keeping 100 this week, man. Everybody knows fantasy football season, and not just dudes play fantasy football. We have ladies that play fantasy football. But ladies, if you play fantasy football, go in your draft with a strategy. Uh-oh. Don't let your strategy be who's the cutest. And you know who I'm talking to.
Oh my God.
Don't do that. Cause A, I mean, if you're playing for fun, that's fine. But if you got anything on it, don't. The cutest team is not going to win. You know what I'm saying? Just do some homework. So, ladies, I mean, you can, you know, keep the little cute names of your team and all that girly stuff. But come on, man. Do your homework on fantasy. Don't be a fucking girl when it comes to fantasy football. Because fantasy football once I'm saying it's like at the height of his popularity right now.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it's like, come on, don't mess it up. Don't mess it up for the people that really like it.
You're not gonna get the Shiva like that.
It's not. You're not gonna get the Shiva. You're gonna get the Sacco. You're gonna get the Sacco like
that. Absolutely. That kind of leads me to my winner for this week. One of my winners. My man Terrell Suggs. You know, T-Sizzle laid out Bradford. I appreciate you, bro. You're definitely one of my winners this week.
He didn't do it well enough, though, because he's still out there.
Right. He made it through the hit, but he looked bad. Like, Sam Bradford looked like he had a lot of bad tacos. He looked real fucked up.
And then he was so bitter about it. Like, oh, you do the dirty play. I mean, you do. Shut your ass up, man. Sizzle
laid your ass out. That's what he's supposed to
do. If it would have been week one, nobody gonna give a fuck that you are a repaired knee. Like, nobody, like, it don't matter. Like, it was preseason, which don't have your ass out there then. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, anybody out there can get it.
Hey, that's what happens. You on the fucking field. Ain't no red jersey on, nigga. You gonna Michael Bennett even went in further. He said, yo, I'm so tired of these quarterbacks, these mediocre quarterbacks doing all this talking and getting paid. He was like, look at Sam Bradford. He hasn't even really played for 3 years, but he's made more money than most cats in the league. He's like, look at Tannehill. He went on a rant. Like, he was like, all these. He said quarterback is the only position in the NFL where you could be mediocre and get paid. And he is correct. So, Michael Bennett, you are also my winner this week. And my other winner this week, my last winner, I have no losers this week because fuck that. My other winner this week is a man who we talked about this a couple shows ago. About how this was going to start happening, and it's happened. 43-year-old man, of course, you know, his name is Muhammad Abad, so it's not here. This is in Scotland. 43-year-old man who lost the use of his genitals at the age of 6 has been given a bionic penis, my nigga.
Damn it, man.
They hooked him up with 8 inches.
Woo!
He get 8 inches, and all he got to do is push a button, and it's on. And when he's done, he pushes another button, and he's out.
How much does this cost? All right, I need to start saving my coins.
They don't put the money on that. But they tell you it's an 11-hour operation. And they made it from skin grafts of his arm. So he's been going through skin grafts for 3 fucking years.
I don't know if that's worth it.
Right. Like, my uncle went through skin graft when he got burnt up. And goddamn, when you see an old grown man cry, hey, bro, my uncle's old. He's like fucking 65. And they had to do skin grafts, and he was like, that's the most painful. He said that hurt more than the fire. So this nigga went through it for 3 years to get him 8 inches of bionic dick.
Damn.
Hey, man. You know, it's out there, man. Technology is out there. Who's your winners and losers this week, bro?
Oh, man. Shit, man. My loser this week is Shay Serrano. Who is Shay Serrano, you ask? He's a writer for Grantland that wrote an article that provided scientific evidence on why anybody would like J. Cole's music.
Oh, my God.
And after reading that fucking article, it made me, like, I was infuriated because, first of all, Grantland is the same website that said, this is that great. He's a great act. How you gonna have one writer saying Chief Keef is great, but you gonna have another writer saying that J. Cole is garbage? Now, I don't know if this guy was being sarcastic or was trying to troll us or whatever, but it didn't go over well. And dude, you fucking suck, Shay Serrano. And if I ever see you in the street, it's a misunderstanding. Just wanted you to know.
Damn, he getting them hands?
Yes, he getting hands because he look like a white boy. See, that's what, you know what I'm saying? Like, certain white guys, I don't want to, you know, quit letting them tell us what's hot. Like, no. You don't see fucking black dudes like, yo, that's the best rock band ever, because they ain't gonna pay him no attention. So, you know what I'm saying? I ain't saying we should, because there's some white guys that know their hip hop, and I respect those guys. But the ones that try to be funny, like, you can big up Chief Keef, but put down a real artist? Nah, man. Tell me something. Well, just because you say J. Cole relatable doesn't mean his catalog is good. And I'm just like, what the fuck? But Bang Bang, 300 Gang, and fuck, nigga, that's what I don't like. That's good music. Stop it, man. So, Shay Serrano, my loser. My winner this week is nobody. I don't have a winner this week.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
Mike Vick is your winner this week.
Oh, Mike Vick, man. He's cutting the unemployment rates. Obama's got another black man a job. This black man he got a job was Michael Vick. He's back in Pennsylvania, not in Philly, but in Pittsburgh with Mike Tomlin, his boy from the 757. You know what I'm saying? So they're back together. So Mike Vick's back, man.
They brought Mike Vick back, and they immediately start talking about that dog shit. Meanwhile, the starting quarterback done raped two women and ain't nobody saying shit.
Yeah.
Tired of that shit. I hope Roethlisberger break his ankle and y'all stuck with Mike Vick and this dog shit again all season. And you're going to have a black coach and a black quarterback, nigga. You know what? I'll be a Steelers fan. If Mike Vick starts for the Steelers this season, I'm a Steelers fan for every game that they play.
I hear you.
Because, goddamn it, we you know, Black Lives Matter, you motherfuckers.
Yes.
You want to give our shout-out so we get the fuck out of here? It's a short show this week, folks. We got shit to do.
First of all, I want to give a happy belated birthday to Queen Germ. She just celebrated her birthday last Friday. I meant to say it on the last show, but I know she never listens. But so this is for last Friday. Happy birthday. Shout out to everybody on staff. Shout out to Beezy, Blue, Saul Wright, Dub. Fucking Architect reared his fucking head this week, man. No homo, man. You know what I'm saying? Our Architect rose from the dead. Fantasy football brings out everybody, man. So, you know, Pro Fantasy Football League draft is this Sunday. Everybody get your money in. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, we can get it going again.
Is it a trophy this year?
Oh, man. No trophy. Get money. Fuck a trophy. Yes, money. Down that. Yo, yeah. Shout out to all our loyal listeners, man. We got Dr. Abrasive, Ruler Myself, Ash Dash, Papa Dash, who else I always fuck with? Nine Money, JMS.
God damn, MJ Money 9S, man.
MJ Money 9S.
God damn, y'all be doing
it. He know it, man.
Homies.
That's funny.
Y'all be doing it. It's so wrong, man.
He's probably older than us, man. Then, you know, the eternal shout out, RT3, man. You know.
Hey, you know what I'm saying? That's the motherfucking mayor of NAPFRO. You know, man, we appreciate all y'all. I know it's a short show this week, and this is probably how we should do the show more often. And if you're not happy with it, fuck you. I mean, that's pretty much how it goes, man. This has been another episode of the Frocast with your homie, Saul Wright, a.k.a. the Black Alex Keaton, and King Germ, a.k.a. What's your AKAs, bro? I guess he'll put me on mute. Yeah, he got me
on Black. Yo, the Black Hunter Hearst Helmsley, man.
Ah, man, cause I was saying that.
I don't have you on mute.
Connection is shitty.
I mean, I'll stand it. Yeah, connection was shitty on that one. It went
so we'll holler at y'all next
time. He kept saying he got me on mute. I was like, I don't have you on mute. He's like, he got me on mute. I was like, I don't have you on mute. And I was like, maybe he just wants me.
I should start sending you the raw files of this shit. It'd be horrible. It'd be horrible, man.
I know it does, man. I mean, hey, it's all right, does Mac, man. Hey, voila, magic.
We'll holler at y'all next time on another episode of the Frocast. We out. Peace.
Peace.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. This is PTZ, a.k.a. the Thriller Man, tuning in to Nappy Afro to get the hottest and honest reviews. So if you're at work or at home, you can't go wrong. Hit up Nappy Afro. Now, can you dig it?
NappyAfro.com.